Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Now, on Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210, WPHD, WPHD HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hi, Dom Show here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan, who is that?
Joe Bonamassa. Blues music.
Okay.
Yeah, Papa is back.
All Joes today. And in our Joe versus Joe here, Joe of Exton is taking an early, about an 11-point lead, about 55.6, 44.4. You can vote against Joe of Columbus or Joe of Exton. You vote for either one at Dom Show 1210, and then we'll have the final later this week. This will go on into tomorrow's show. We'll declare a winner here in the semifinal match. 855-839-1210, you get into. Barrett Media put up a nice article today about how on this show, and I subscribe to this. Look, we're in the age of Trump, we have big national stories. This Jersey story is regional, but it's national. But there are a lot of things, we all know this, that go on where we live. Remember during COVID, it wasn't just the presidential stuff, it wasn't just China, it was the school boards. And the nonsense that went on in public schools, particularly in New Jersey, somewhat in Pennsylvania. It was Valerie Arkush in Montgomery County with a snitch line. Well, Delaware Valley Journal covers this better, certainly, than the Inquirer, any of these other websites. They have a heck of a story up here today. I don't know this woman. She's part of the people that have taken over Delaware County, Christine A. Reuther. And they go after her because she demanded a big pay raise just before voting for this, what is it, 23% tax hike in 1 year in Delaware County. And they don't like the fact that the Delaware Valley Journal, that Ms. Reuther, if that's how you pronounce it, is talking constantly about being fixed incomes. That's why she needs it. The husband is a pediatric surgeon. Frequent, they have a link to it, person who speaks before all these big AMA and all the rest of it. You get paid for that many times. I'd be surprised if he wasn't making $200,000 a year plus. She gets 51 for this, and then she has a small business consulting thing too. And yet, she's banging the drum, fixed income, fixed income. Her home, and he's retiring, so I think they're empty nesters, has 6 bedrooms. Nice work, Delaware Valley Journal. 6 bedrooms. In addition to that, it's valued close to $913,000. But here's who I blame. You know where I'm going, right? What the heck has happened in the suburbs? Is it that Republicans have just not been good at keeping people toward reasonable, smart government in the suburbs? Is it that the suburbs have just a changing population with new people moving in? I mean, how do we explain that the Republicans could not win back the House, which has a lot to do with our lives and any number of things. And yet Trump was able to do very well, win Bucks County, and do much better this time around in Delaware County. In fact, the Inquirer's got a story today, the sharpest suburban shift toward Trump in the, I think this is in the state, but certainly in the area, one of the highest in the area, where heavily South Asian precincts in Delaware County, Upper Darby and Millburn, which is tiny. The people there, even though Kamala Harris cited her Indian or South Asian ancestry, they went with Trump because they don't like illegal immigration and because of the economy. And yet, locally, we're in a different world here. We can't seem to get, we just can't. But this is outrageous. I mean, how in the world do you have people like this running the government? 23% tax increase. She's got a husband who's a pediatric surgeon / all these seminars. And she starts talking fixed income. And she's got a job. She runs her own small business in addition to $51K a year from the county. She knew what the salary was when she went into this. It's a part-time job. 23%. Come on, Republicans in Delaware County, they hit you with a 23% tax increase. The next time, the next election cycle, I have to check when they're up again. I'm not sure if they vote in even years there in Delaware. It's got to be impossible that these people are still in power. Take a look at the two thugs out there in Bucks County, Merseglia and her stooge, Harv DeGrasse. Chester County, they had a prison break that they screwed up on unbelievably with a guy making national news forever. Then there's Philadelphia. Well, you know, that's a long-term battle. Yet Trump was able to win Bucks County and do pretty well, better in Delaware County. So if the suburbs just changed and you have these people here who relented this time around for Trump because Trump made such a good case, Biden so bad, what is it the local Republicans have to do? You ought to be able to roll out anybody and beat these people. Are people in Delaware County nuts? They're okay with a 23% tax increase, and this woman trying to get, before the tax increase, a salary raise with that kind of background? Isn't that enough to defeat you? I thought these were supposed to be smart people in the suburbs. Have they been invaded by Democrats? And that's just it, and that's what our lot in life is. 855-839-1210. This is such a glaring example. How do you raise something? Well, the Republicans did. That's, of course. No, it's people that just want to spend money. They're out of control. Delaware County used to be as Republican as Philadelphia is Democrat for, I don't know, 40 or 50 years. And then, slowly but surely, Democrats have come alive here and they've taken over. And they've taken over the suburbs, even with stuff that this is egregious. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Now, I'm looking that RFK Jr. has met with GOP senators today. There are actually some Democrats who think there are areas they might be able to vote for him, areas where they're in agreement with him. And he did say, look, he's on board with the polio vaccine. So what do I get from a few people, a few emails? Okay, well, some of it was addressed to a few hosts here. Educate yourself about the polio vaccine. My response is, get away and never come back. Just go away. Stop it already. All right? I don't think Kennedy is going to say during these hearings, oh, yeah, I'm going to be all over the polio vaccine. I think he's going to make the case on a couple of areas where there'll be a lot of debate. And I still think the strongest area for him to go into, at least early on, is the food debate. I mean, there's no getting around that. He's going to be able to score on that. He's going to be able to do something, and he might have more bipartisan support, except for a few people tied into big food, school lunches and the like, that kind of stuff. He might have a shot at actually breaking through. And Trump said it. He said it yesterday. It's not about the polio vaccine. You know, why this, when you're winning, wanting to lose, wanting to go down this path? So don't send me stuff. Read all that nonsense yourself. It's nonsense. 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right. All-time Joes, female, male, hit us with that, real or fictional, with the two Joes going there. And as I see right now, wow, Joe of Exton has taken a substantial lead. 68.8 to 31.3 with 23 hours left. Well, a lot of things can happen in those overnight precincts. It's like Richard Daley. It's like Chicago. Who knows who's voting in the wee small hours?
I mean, we saw the middle of the night surge for Scott.
Yeah, for Scott. Scott of Mount Laurel.
It can happen again.
Yeah, we'll see. Joe, you better ring up that lead while you have it going here.
Start knocking on doors.
I wonder if any of them are knocking on doors. Hey, do me a favor. Go next door. Do you want to borrow some sugar? No, I need you to vote in a Twitter poll. Okay. 855-839-1210. The intel agencies apparently are briefing lawmakers on drones again today. Ah, God. I mean, you know, part of this is they brief them and then they're not able to say what's in the briefing is one tactic here. And they're probably saying the same thing. Are they addressing that bit of radioactive material? And I don't know how to characterize it other than it seems to be somewhat minor, a container that went missing and the container was damaged on December 2nd or since December 2nd. And that's when a lot of this has really intensified. So logically, you think, are they trying to be proactive and sniff out some material that might be radioactive? But hearing yesterday from Dana Bash about the some of these, she was told, are new or they're putting in new helicopters for these older police choppers. That's what you're seeing in the sky, my God. And Kirby telling us there are a lot of hobbyists out there in America. Maybe they're early Christmas gifts and they're flying those drones. Well, how's that legal? No, it's not. And this is not going to come to a head easily. It might take until Trump is president, simply because the other side's got all the juice. They got the government. They got the federal government, and they have Phil Murphy. And Phil Murphy is even more abysmal. Just think of how proactive. Nothing stopped him during COVID. But here he feels he can't do anything. All right, let's go to, let's see.
I mean, if you want to talk about what we're releasing at some point today, we can go to former winner.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, let's go to the Earl of Tacony. And today is a big release date, Earl. How does it feel? Your second big Christmas album.
Well, I can finally pay for Christmas because all the residuals I was getting from last year's album.
How much did that amount to? Yeah.
32 cents.
Well, it's amazing what charity can do for you.
Yeah.
But... But anyway,
well, before you get in your car, Earl, I want to play some of the album that actually releases today during Dan time with Dom at 1:45. Here is your take on Deck the Halls, one of my favorites. Earl, take a listen.
Make a payment to Joe Biden. La 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 la. Ask for Hunter, he's the one you're bribing. La 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 la. If you make a large donation, la 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 la, helps Joe's finance situation, la 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 la.
It's one of your better vocal performances on the entire album, but some great writing throughout, Earl. So wherever you find podcasts around 1:45 today, you'll find an entire album of 11 songs plus a bonus track related to maybe the wind farms, Dom.
Oh, I know the Scott Presler tune yesterday. Scott was impressed by it, he told me. So thank you, Earl, for that. What's your answer today?
Real quick, I want to go in about the drones, if you have time.
Sure.
Or the weather balloons. I mean, has the government not learned anything from Roswell? I mean, you know, just make up a story, people are going to just start creating things in their mind. Do they not watch The Twilight Zone? The monsters are coming to Maple Street. When something goes wrong and people don't have answers and they expect the government to give them an answer, you know, people are going to start coming up with scenarios. And next thing you know, we're going to be cannibalizing and eating our neighbors. I mean, don't they realize that you can't be lying to the American people? I mean, a half-truth is better than nothing.
Well, but, I would say it's a combination of that they're checking out, they're arrogant, they're lazy, and they're liars. So you put them all together, Earl, and they're not going to stop it. I don't think. Do you see anything? What would it take? Who is it that's going to break through other than when Trump is officially president?
I mean, is it such a surprise that our military has drones? They couldn't just say, we're testing some new military drones. That's all right. It takes. That's all it would have taken. I mean, there was something I saw on Twitter the other day with the Chinese, where they had, like, you know, 10,000 drones in the sky, and they're making a dragon dance across the sky. You know, the Chinese have drones. The Chinese know we have drones. You know, would it hurt them just to say, no, we're testing something? You know, give us an answer. Okay, that sounds feasible. And then just leave it at that.
I'll give you the counter. Why am I going to do that, Furl? What are you going to do about it?
But like I said, the government's always been lying to us, and they seem to, do they not realize lies don't work? It didn't work with the Catholic Church. You know, oh, there's nothing wrong with the priest.
Right.
Oh, well, we found something out. Didn't that work with Penn State? Oh, there's nothing wrong with the coaches. Oh, you know, every time you go and you tell a lie, the lie gets bigger. You know, it's better just to tell the truth, you know, take the kick in the teeth. It's like, okay, we're embarrassed. You know, here's what's really happening, and move on. Instead of, you know, letting it build up, and then when people finally find out, you know, they could have said, oh, we're just testing drones. Now, all of a sudden, we're looking for nuclear waste. Well, that's a lot worse.
I hear you completely, but I'm telling you, isn't it amazing? As clear, you and I are locked in, as clear as this is, with as many people as we bring on that have some power, they can't move the needle on this. All right, Earl, who's your Joe?
I'm going to go a little outside the box. I'm going to go with a female. I think I'm getting the names pronounced correctly. It's Joe Polniezek. You probably recognize her. She used to live with Blair, Tootie, and Natalie on The Facts of Life. Nancy McKeon's character.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Earl. That's a good one. Real or fictional? They all count here. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Coming up, Aurora, Colorado is in the news. Remember that with President Trump? Yep. And they're in the news for what he was talking about. I'll give you the details. You jump in now and do go vote. Joe at about 65-34 so far here, Joe of Exton. This is a really interesting battle. And then we'll have the finale starting tomorrow for Caller of the Year. 855-839-1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So Aurora, Colorado. Remember that in the news? Remember Martha Raddatz when J.D. Vance, that was the all-timer, said to her, "Do you hear yourself?" Only a handful. Only a handful, she kept on talking about housing complexes in America being taken over by this Venezuelan gang. I mean, my vote the first day, just the instant Trump is president and he holds up a thumb and Homan in Aurora, Colorado, or wherever they are, is moving in that split second. They're the ones to be taken out first. Now, in Aurora, Colorado, story out there, same housing complex, 14 people detained by the police, believed to be connected to this gang, hostages and stabbings. We'll see the details as they come out. But Martha Raddatz on national TV, one of the big Sunday shows with J.D. Vance, saying only a handful with this stuff. This is the level, the bubble they live into, that the average American has to face this. And just the personal, that you don't get angry personally anymore. With me, this stuff isn't just politics, it's personal. I despise seeing these people here in this manner running apartment complexes. It's under their fiefdom, coming here from Venezuela. This is where Homan the first day is going to target, make a lot of hay. There are hundreds of them, if not thousands of them. Right there. And why Aurora? God only knows why they settle there. And again, this report talks about 14 people, stabbings, people held hostage, and it's the same housing complex or complexes that were in the news before. Now, on the good news front, this is a steel worker with Justin Trudeau, who Trudeau is telling people, here's some donuts, here's some coffee. And this guy is out of Central Casting. It's cut 16. This is reminiscent of when the great Joe the Plumber was out in his backyard. President Obama was coming along in Ohio, and he got Obama to essentially say, or directly, socialism wasn't so bad. I got Joe the Plumber here in Philadelphia to Joey Ventos. It was remarkable, given the election, given what was going on. And this steelworker basically undresses Trudeau just by calmly telling him what his life is like. And it looks like Trudeau, I'm not sure if he really is going to head to Cuba. I doubt it. Not slick enough for him. Looks like his government is collapsing and he'll be out as the leader of Canada. And the guy that's replacing, I've seen in several spots, will be pretty interesting. But here is Trudeau with this steel worker in Canada.
We got donuts over here if you want to thank you for your hard work.
I can bring some for my kids here.
Okay. The 25% tariffs we just brought in on Chinese steel can help you out.
That's going to keep my job,
yeah.
What about the 40% taxes I'm paying? And I don't have a doctor.
The $400 million in investment in the card means you're going to have a job.
Awesome. I think you're only here for another year. We won't see you around probably another year.
Well, that's what elections are for.
That's right, that's right.
And I look forward to everyone exercising the right to vote.
Yep.
Basic choice. We're going to invest in you and your job.
I don't believe you for a second.
Dental care? Do you know anyone who got dental care?
Yeah, I pay for it myself.
Okay.
We're like 3 years behind.
Is he the job and coverage?
Yeah, four people
seniors.
In my family.
We've got
every
seniors.
Time we go for a dental visit, mm-hmm. it's costing me about $50 out of my pocket per person.
Okay.
Why? I have a good job. You're not really doing anything for us, Justin.
Well, actually, we just invested so half a million people who haven't been to the dentist.
Yeah.
Got to go to the dentist over the past few
probably
months.
Probably like my neighbor that doesn't go to work because she's lazy.
You know what?
Doesn't go to work. She lives the same
most
way.
Most Canadians try to stick up for each other, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
luck, and we'll tell you for
now,
sir.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Have a good day, sir. All right. Right, the other guys got, they got the donuts. Excellent.
More of a Canadian accent there with Trudeau than I think I've heard before. It boggles me. We've seen eruptions in Canada where you think they'd be rough and tumble, and yet the government is more the Trudeau style than anything else. And it's around the national healthcare situation, which we've talked about. The most startling thing about it, it's Liam Neeson's wife, I forget her name, major actress, gets a head injury skiing, and they don't have medevac like we have here. You know, within where I am in downtown Philadelphia, there's probably five or six of them instantly that would evacuate someone. They have to get her to another place, and it's a fixed-wing airplane and the whole thing because they decided to make those cuts in their national healthcare plan. She dies, ultimately. Just an example of how rotten their care is. Yeah, well, everybody has care there. Yeah, let's just make it miserable for everybody and call it care. So President Trump said, yes, well, here's Trump talking about the idea that they're not going to be going after polio. Yeah, we're not going to lose the polio vaccine, but we're going to find out why the U.S. pays so much for health care. Cut 11.
Two quick questions. First, on vaccines, do you want RFK Jr. to revoke any vaccines?
No, I want him to come back with a report as to what he thinks. We're going to find out a lot. We're doing two things. We're going to have tremendous cost savings will come out of this. That's a minimum. And we're also going to have, and I think, very serious discussions about certain things, whether it's pesticides. Europe doesn't use pesticides, and yet they have a better mortality rate than we do. They don't use pesticides. In fact, they use it as an excuse not to take our farm product. We spend billions and billions of dollars on pesticides. And something bad's happening. Again, you take a look at autism today versus 20, 25 years ago, it's like not even believable. So we're going to have reports. No, nothing's going to happen very quickly. I think you're going to find that Bobby is much, he's a very rational guy. I found him to be very rational. No, nothing, you're not going to lose the polio vaccine. That's not going to happen. I saw what happened with the polio. I have friends that were very much affected by that. I have friends from many years ago, and they obviously, they're still in not such good shape because of it. You know, that was, and many people died. And the moment they took that vaccine, it ended. Dr. Jonas Salk did a great job, so I don't anticipate that at all. But we're going to look into finding why is the autism rate so much higher than it was 20, 25, 30 years ago. I mean, it's like, it's 100 times higher. There's something wrong, and we're going to try finding that. We're also going to find out why are we paying more than other countries. And we were in the process of doing that through transparency and other things. We were doing a good job in that first term, and we brought it down. We got the $35, all of the different things we got. You know, we were the ones that got all of that done, every one of those things.
Okay, Dan, thank you. So President Trump there. Why is it we have people so gung-ho, people, the emails I got and everything else yesterday about the polio vaccine? You hear what Trump's saying, and that's what's going to happen with RFK Jr. But you're going to hear that they are going to open up even more studies related to autism and what he said about pesticides. That's fine. I think these things have already been studied. But if you're looking at somebody that brings a different set of eyes to it, that's fine also. And then we'll see where the debate is. I mean, the problem is what happened during COVID. Fauci and others, and the misinformation, disinformation, or just tyranny of it, that is something that has just sullied public health big time. And it's going to be hard to reestablish trust in that. But Kennedy is an interesting guy where even some Democrats have said there's a lot of commonality here and they hope to be able to work with him. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with Mike Testa in Jersey, state senator at the Jersey Shore, to give you the latest that he's hearing about the drone situation. Again, we are getting into an increasing area of difficulty with this. And you got the side question. You can hit us with that. First, my friend and dentist, board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group in East Norriton. Now, there are so many things that set Dr. Bentz apart from other dentists. I've told you about the great skill that I've gotten for 10 years with Dr. Bentz, the staffing, the subset of working with people that have a problem going to the dentist. Anxiety might be somewhat not severe, but even severe, they've coped with that. We've had great success with that. But the cutting-edge state-of-the-art technology and equipment is what elevates this level of care offered. The on-site lab and technology as on hand every day helps them provide you with the most accurate diagnosis. And this is critically important. I mean, it can be something really major, like he discovered something with a patient recently that others had missed that was critically important. Dr. Benson and his team provide solutions for the most complex dental problems and great care for just the run-of-the-mill type of stuff that everybody needs, and a plan with you to work with you as a partner to increase your dental health. It's all there. Just call Dr. Benz and get that initial appointment, 610-272-6949, or visit them, Benz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. Benz Dental Group, say it with a smile. Get that appointment now, and you know, don't worry about the holidays. Make it in January if you want, but do it now, 610-272-6949.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. And again, probably Jeff Van Drew, people like that, meeting with intelligence agencies today on the drone thing. It's hard to even calculate how many weeks we've had of this. But I maintain it's not going to end anytime soon because they have the power until Trump is president. Then you'll see something remarkably different happen. But the focus today, RFK Jr., going before at least Republican senators, talking with them about what he wants to look at, what he wants to do. And my advice is get away from the vaccine stuff here. Go to the food stuff as the point of emphasis. And you're going to see America buy into this. You're going to see America hungry for answers on this. Just the one time we talked about it with the McDonald's thing, the beef tallow versus the seed oil. how many people asked me to look it up and various things they had done. And the regulations that provoked them to go from beef tallow to seed oil, which is not as helpful. Concentrating on that, getting some victories on that. And you heard what Trump said about polio vaccines. I mean, you tell people out there in America, other than people that just live this stuff for some reason, well, we're going to be looking deeply, doing something with polio vaccines, then you're off the track of winning with this. There are vast areas that can get done here with Kennedy Jr., particularly around kids, that will be universally remembered and hopefully stay into play and will work. The other thing that we've been talking about, of course, the school shooting yesterday. Now we hear again people on the Democrat side, David Hogue, who was came to prominence, the kid who came to prominence, the school shooting in Florida. He wants to be the DNC vice chair. So he's actually wanting to be inside the government, saying, well, we need to make gun control laws where school shootings can happen. And you know, what is the law we're going to make where a school shooting like yesterday can happen? What might that law be? This was a gun-free zone. It had all those things. I didn't see that there was anybody in the school grounds who can return fire. That's the obvious thing that can prevent mass casualties with this. And the second grader who made the call to 911 was incredible hearing that detail yesterday. I think CNN had her on. But the idea you're going to pass another law that is going to do what exactly that's going to stop particularly school shootings. Again, we haven't seen enough with this 15-year-old female to know what the motivation was, what were the warning signs yet, and we seem to move on. But no law is going to be the agent to stop this or even to cut it down. We already have enough on that. It's not about that. It's about having somebody there that can at least deter and at worst cut down on the ability to think that you can do this. All right, let's go to Alan in Hamilton. And Alan, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, good afternoon.
Yeah, I wondered why you didn't take this off the board from the start, Joseph of the Holy Family.
Oh, we forget sometimes. That's an excellent one. Yeah, St. Joseph, sure. That's an all-time Joseph. You know, we don't want to take all of them each day. We'll take ones that we like and just kind of mix them up. But yeah, St. Joseph absolutely is a good one. Scott Jennings last night, we had him on the show recently. I could listen to that guy every day. This is cut five. Scott Jennings last night on CNN talking about the threat of these Trump lawsuits. Now, Trump has just gotten a big win. ABC caved. They didn't want to go through discovery and see all the emails of what they were saying back and forth, which could have been even more disastrous. So they gave up the $15 million. They gave up $1 million in attorney fees. Just so that we can move on from this with President Trump. So, of course, he's going to go after people like the Iowa pollster. Now, not that I think this was not incompetency, but we'll see. He's going to sue in that case. In other words, I wrote to him this morning, Scott Jennings, and told him the language he used last night was exactly right about what happens to Republicans when it comes to media coverage. Cut five.
Is he going on the media, which I know that there's not, but he does it every day.
But you know who doesn't agree with him? Core conservatives have traditionally upheld the First Amendment in most cases where they are pressed on it. In fact, that's the whole TikTok debate right now, right? They want to go to the Supreme Court because they know that a conservative-led Supreme Court is much more likely to defend them on First Amendment grounds from a ban. And so one of the challenges Donald Trump has faced is you might bring this to a court and you might have a stack of conservative judges. The conservative judges tend to side with the First Amendment on these types of things.
You just said he wins either way.
Well, he wins either way. I'll tell you this. Even if he loses a case, He wins because he gets to suck the wind out of the media companies he doesn't like.
I'm never going to argue that there's not common sense Republicans. I got to sit here next to this guy almost every week. I make that. We can get to that point, but I'm just saying this is classic 101 dollars.
Yeah, is he trying to intimidate the media with this strategy?
I think he is well within bounds to play the game that he thinks they're playing against him, which is to lie about him, to, you know, try to shape the narrative around him in ways that he doesn't believe are accurate. My belief is, why can't people just be precise? So look what happened to ABC. They were not precise in what they said, and you can't be so flip with this kind of serious information when we're talking about, you know, the public affairs of our country. I mean, I've been on TV over the last several years with people who I thought were really loose with their language and how they described him. I've heard it on Pete Hegseth. I've heard it a number of times. But when it comes to Republicans, it does feel like to Republicans that imprecision and, you know, maybe playing a little fast and loose with the edges of things is okay. And I and Republicans have been waiting for someone to come along and push back on just that that's the way we have to do it, because we don't.
There you go. There, right there, Dan. Thank you. So, precision and somebody coming along pushing back on it with all these lawsuits. Now, morning, Joe, today. Well, he's going to lose all of them. We'll see about that. He just won a big one because Stephanopoulos just kept on saying rape, 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 even though he had to know. And it's a high standard to win defamation here. I don't know that Trump's going to win in the case in Iowa. But what could happen is it could be messy for that vaunted poll there. Remember we talked about that. Come on. He's down in Iowa to Kamala Harris. That's an outlier. That's not a good poll. There's something going on there, whether she intentionally did it or just messed up the poll. So is this chilling the First Amendment? Or no, is it saying, look at Stephanopoulos, you're not going to just continue to take these shots because it's Trump / Republicans. He used the exact word there, imprecise at best. You wouldn't do that if it were other people, because you protect them. You don't want to be charged with defamation, and or you don't think it's fair to do that. Okay, 855-839-1210, a little bit of Dan time coming up. Mike Testa at 2 o'clock. That's how you get in, state senator from the shore. What does he know today on the drones? What's different? And again, when are these people going to figure out some power they have to do something about this? It's tough. What's the power? 855-839-1210.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program. And Dom, I love this time of the year because not only do we have our Caller of the Year contest going on live right now at Dom Show 1210. Just an update on that. A lot of votes, and so far, Joe of Columbus taking an early lead over Joe of Exton, 57.5% to
42.5%. Wait a minute, that's changed big time. Joe of Columbus in the lead. These things are going back and forth. Wow.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that Joe of Exton doesn't have a sizable lead, because he's my personal favorite. No, I don't want to say personal favorite, but as I mean betting favorite.
Well, out of the box, he had a big lead. Wow, these things go back and forth. Okay.
So, Dom, last year's Caller of the Year, who didn't want to compete in this contest, won largely because of his contribution, Dom, of a Christmas album that he wanted to reboot again and do another Christmas album. And Earl of Tacony came in, recorded an album, and Dom, I'm proud to announce, wherever you can find podcasts now available, is the Earl in Tacony Christmas album, Dom, the White Christmas album, number 2. And I have some samples off the album if you want to listen real quick.
Sure.
First up, Dom, let's hear a little bit of my backing singing. How about that? I actually sung backup vocals this year.
Oh, that's right. We remember that.
Here's another one.
And so Kamala spent so much cash on her campaign. From the start, we knew that she would lose. Money she raised, where it went, we cannot say. Still a loser. True. True.
Talking about Kamala, campaigns being a dumpster fire, one of the many tracks on the album, Dom. But not only did we have Earl singing, with the use of technology, we were able to do something pretty cool if you want to take a listen.
Sure.
Here is, you might recognize this voice.
Talk about the weather.
When my son and I get together, we don't discuss his business. Our discussions are innocuous.
That is Earl singing as Joe Biden.
Wow. Very studies. Nice. Very close.
When I golf with Hunter's business
buddies, we need some coughing there.
We talk about the weather. And Hunter talks about drugs and porn.
And Dom, we wanted to keep it relevant to the show even through the summer. And during the summer, one of the big topics of discussion is, as you know, the wind farms off the coast of the Jersey Shore. And since we did one for Scott Pressler, we thought we might do one for, you know, Robin and the crew over there with Save
Robin
Our Coast.
Chafer.
Yeah, so here's a Save Our Coast take on a Bob Singer tune.
Using loud noises, check soil density. Probably cause deafness with such very loud sounds. Whales and dolphins are mammals that live in the sea, where they sink and they swim and they float. Loud noises will cause the deafness. When they go deaf, get hit by a boat.
Can't be whales here.
Against the wind farm.
Oh, what a play. What a parody.
I'm working against the wind farm. The whales are dead, so I'm working against the wind farm.
I think that's a good example, Dom, that when we do album number 3, whether that's the summer or Christmas,
yes.
Oh man, what am I signing up for? Maybe we need a professional vocal artist to say some of these
no,
things.
No, I think that was got the flavor of Bob Seger, who has been around a lot longer, you guys told me, than I thought. I thought he was more recent.
So, Dom, the new 11-track album with the extra track for the Wind Farm is now okay. Available anywhere Dom Giordano podcast can be found. So maybe get in the festive mood and listen to some political, you know, takes on some of our Christmas favorites by finding the Earl and the Taconis new album, the White Christmas album, available anywhere we can find those podcasts.
Beautiful stuff, guys. Tremendous, Earl. Thank you. Wish you had stayed in the competition, though. It would have been interesting. I always like to see the incumbent champion survive or go
who'd
down.
Who did I say that? I think I got it. It's Bob Seger. Who did I say?
Yeah, Bob Singer. I think Singer.
Did I say something?
I think it was Singer.
I thought it was Seger. You might have said Singer.
Yeah, I think it was Singer. I don't know. He's a kind of an obscure musician, Bob Singer, but
Bob Seger.
Seger.
Yeah.
Obscure.
No, Bob Singer.
Oh, Bob Singer's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a little joke there. Yeah. Okay.
the Bob Singer guy, yeah.
Yeah, 855-839-1210. So hit us with that all-time Joe, real or fictional. Mike Testa next. How in the world do you continue to deal with this? And I think the problem is this. They don't have the juice. This government is just thuggish. They're saying there's nothing you're going to do about it. We'll determine it. The breaking story today I'm going to ask him about. We have this mayor. I don't know if he's being inundated or whatever. In more central North Jersey, saying radioactive material has been missing since December 2nd. Maybe a small quantity, but that seems to be when this started. All right. We'll ask Mike Testa, Senator Testa, next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.